What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, good morning. This is Ivan from Philly calling once again. First off, I just wanted to say thank you for playing my story. I just heard it. I became an EPP member as of yesterday. I heard you guys discuss it, and you were saying that maybe it was something that my mother had possibly conjured up. And I do believe that it has something to do with that. Like I said, we've been to places like Gettysburg Battlefield and numerous so-called haunted places. I have yet to personally see anything. But one thing that I do have an issue with is like at my workplaces, and sometimes at home it's happened. I feel like somebody's walking up on me, and it's enough for me to physically turn around and look. And when I do, then no one's there. I've been at my new job now for a couple of months, and it happened to me at least 10 times here, where I got the feeling that somebody was walking behind me, walking up on me, and when I turn around, there's nobody there. At my previous job, which was an old warehouse, I used to see I'm not going to say apparitions. I'd say more like a shadow. But I didn't physically, like, actually see anything. It was just like I felt like I'd seen somebody run by or somebody, you know, went around the corner real quick. That kind of thing. I do believe that it has a lot to do with my mom being wrapped up with brujeria, just simply because of the things she used to do. There were times when she used to sit there watching TV and we're all sitting in the living room. Next thing you know, she would just completely change and start speaking in a completely different voice. And she would tell us things. She told me that I was going to be in a car accident. I was in a car accident a few weeks after that. I told my brother that he was going to drown if he didn't watch himself. He almost drowned. If it hadn't been for a gentleman there with an inner tube, he would have drowned. She used to give my dad lottery numbers to play and he would hit. And she had her room was filled up with statues. There was Buddhas in one section. There were Africans in another, Indians, and all kinds of things. She used to light cigars for them, give them liquor, wine, all sorts of things that she would do for them. And her and my aunt used to go back and forth. My aunt was more into the black magic thing, so they would go back and forth. And a couple of times, you know, things happened to me. I stepped in some white powder one time. As soon as I got in the house, my mom knew. They snatched me up, threw me in the bathtub. They cleansed me with some kind of oil and had some kind of scent. I don't know. I guess it was sage or something like that. I was kind of young back then, so I don't really remember exactly what they were doing, but I know that they did some type of ritual on me, and I can even tell you about the time when I got my head split open, and we were on our way to the hospital, and the whole time I had my head on her lap, but she's telling my dad to follow the Indian on the horse, and my dad had no idea where the hospital was, but according to what my mom was saying, telling him to follow the Indian, and we got to the hospital. So go figure. I've always had a thing for Indians. I wear a ring with an Indian's head on it, and I feel like it protects me. I myself don't practice that kind of thing because, like I said, I believe that that's something that's you're dealing with evil spirits. But I do believe that something does follow me around. I don't know what it is. And I would like to find out eventually what it is, but my wife has even suggested that I go to like someone like her, like a medium or somebody like that, so that they can tell me. But, you know, it's kind of hard to find people that are authentic and real. So, you know, I don't know. Just some of the things that I've gone through. We're going back to Gettysburg at the end of February. We'll be staying at one of the hotels there in the center of town. We've been there numerous times already. Never seen anything. We thought we heard something one time. My son and I, when we were by the cannons, we thought we heard like a rebel yell. We looked throughout the field and we asked the people next to us. They said they didn't hear anything. So I don't know. But I've always been curious. I tell my wife, I said that I'm going to stop looking for ghosts when I actually see something that I don't like. So, you know, again, thank you for airing my story. And eventually down the road, I'll have more stories for you. Quite a few things that I've been through. So, again, thank you. And I think that your daughter is cute, Harper. She's funny, and I continue success for her. So, again, thank you. Have a good day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.